And what if we had so many excuses that we miss the Christ child? How would that look like? Please think about if you have been too busy for the things that truly matter. Kindness to others, opening your hearts to those difficult to love, or just too busy to include the Christ child. What would your Christmas look like and this season be like for you?
This is what the scripture says. God's teaching for you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. It is the teaching of faith that we tell people. If you openly say Jesus is Lord and believe it in your heart that God was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Yes, we believe in Jesus deep in our hearts, and we are made right with God. And we openly say that we believe in him, so we are saved. Yes, the scriptures say anyone who trusts in him will never be disappointed. It says this because there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all people. And he richly, richly blesses everyone who looks to him for help. Yes, everyone who trusts in the Lord will be saved. But before people can pray to the Lord for help, they must believe in him. And before they can believe in the Lord, they must hear about him. And for anyone to hear about the Lord, someone must tell them. And before anyone can tell them, they must be sent. As the scripture says, how beautiful it is to see someone coming to tell the good news. And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news.
What?
What did she say?
Just another guilt trip laid on us.
But it's in the Bible.
A lot of stuff is in the Bible.
I'm just trying to get to the point here. Is she suggesting we preach or what?
Ha! I'm not a preacher. Never have been. Never will be.
Hmm. I sure don't have pretty feet. I've got big ones, but not pretty ones.
I think she's suggesting a call to action or something.
Well, she can just suggest away. I'm no fanatic about religion.
But she's reading out of the Bible.
Well, of course she's reading out of the Bible. They always read out of the Bible.
That's what they're supposed to do.
But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hand to a disobedient and obstinate people.
What is she saying? That we're disobedient?
Excuse me, I'll have you know I help out with every potluck. She's not talking about me. I actually do my part.
She's reading from the Bible.
Answer his call.
We're having a little trouble understanding here.
Go ye therefore.
We hear this every Sunday.
You can read the same thing through the week in your Bible.
I get what I need on Sunday mornings.
And don't forget the potlucks.
That's my service. Nobody does potlucks like I do.
And that's the truth.
And what if I said the Lord is calling you to...
I'm too old anymore.
I'm too young.
I'm too busy.
But he's given you gifts of...
When my kids were little, I taught a class. I did my part. I say let the younger ones carry on the...
I don't know anything about doing stuff here. I'm pretty young. I've got stuff at school and...
I work. I've got a family and a job. I have responsibilities.
I'm tired. I have this thing that acts up in my back and...
No one would listen to me anyway. No one ever listens to me.
I say, let someone else do it.
Amen.
I would say amen, but that would sound dumb.
I think that we maybe need to take a little trip.
My dinner's in the crock pot. I'm not going anywhere but home.
I'm supposed to go out to lunch with my friends, and I don't go out after dark.
I guess I could go, but is this going to be boring?
No. I promise you, it won't be boring. It won't keep any of you past your lunch, and don't worry about your food in the crock pot. Oh, hello, Mary. Greetings. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
What?
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with the Lord, and you are going to give birth to a son, and you are going to call his name...
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're going to be with child.
I don't think so. I'm not married. I'm a virgin, and I'm pledged to Joseph.
There is no way he would accept me with a child.
I'm going to speak to Joseph.
You can talk to him all you want, but I know him pretty well. There's no way he would accept me with a child that's not his. And another thing, I'm way too young.
How old is she?
She's about 14.
Good grief! And she's being asked to have the Son of God?
The Holy Spirit will be upon you.
I'm not going to do this. I have my family to consider, and Joseph, and our future. I don't know anything about babies. The Lord can just get somebody else.
That's not what's supposed to happen.
Mary was to be the mother of our Lord. The mother of our Lord. She can't refuse that. And an angel of the Lord came down and spoke to her about it. How can she refuse an angel of the Lord?
Well, she was pretty young. Gosh, 14. She was just a freshman in high school.
Just a freshman in high school, but she refused.
But how can we have our Savior? We have to have our Savior.
Well, we can find somebody else to do it.
You mean like another girl named Mary?
Well, it could be a girl named Mary, or Sarah, or Sheila, or Felicia.
And Mary would just...
miss out.
Miss out on being the mother of Jesus?
Well, you know, she had her family and her boyfriend to think about.
But,
yes, she was very young. And I don't know, in thinking about it, if she really was that well qualified to be the mother of the living God. The living God, right? I'm thinking maybe we should get someone that's a little more mature. Maybe somebody who's in junior college or maybe even graduated.
Missing out on being Jesus's mom. Wow.
Wow. Well, we mustn't dilly too long here at Mary's. Let's go visit the boyfriend. Greetings, Joseph.
I just found out that the girl I intended to marry is going to have a baby. And the baby isn't mine. I'm beyond words.
Oh, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid because Mary will be taking home with your wife. And that's great. Remember, she is giving birth to a son that is being brought down from the Holy Spirit.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
The baby is to be born of...
No way. Absolutely no way. We have a very particular set of rules about these sort of things, about the way that people are supposed to behave before they get married. She broke the rules and have every right to divorce her.
You know, Joseph, she didn't break the rules. She's still the same girl that you fell in love with. The baby will be a baby born through the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
You are to be the earthly father of the Son of God.
And you're making this up as you go along.
I was sent by God.
I have my carpentry career to think of, and I have parents who are really strict. If I bring home a girl in the family way, they'll drum me out of the village.
Won't you listen, Joseph?
Just get somebody else to be this baby's earthly father. Me? No way. Get real.
Well, I can't really blame him. I mean, what else was he supposed to do? He had his career to think about. His family.
I just wonder what he must have thought later on when he realized that his girlfriend's baby was going to be Jesus.
I would have been honored, so honored to be Jesus' earthly dad.
Joseph was young, too. He was probably about 19.
And God thought he could do it?
God knew he could do it. Too bad he...
missed out.
Missed out. Ah, but we have another visit to make. Let us consider a quiet night, a lonely hill, and shepherds watching their flock.
Do you see the light growing in the sky?
Yes, I believe I do.
It's getting brighter.
It's blinding.
Do not be afraid. Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings with great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior will be born, and this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Hear the beautiful music?
I've never heard anything like that in my life.
Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
Go to Bethlehem now?
Sure, that's what the angels were singing about.
And leave the sheep.
They were talking about the birth of the Son of God.
And I'm talking about responsibility here. We have jobs to do. We were not hired to go visiting babies in Bethlehem. We were hired to tend sheep. Our boss will wrap our staffs around our necks if we leave the sheep and something happens to them.
Yeah, but...
think about it. We're busy here. We've got jobs to do. Let somebody else go who has a little more leisure time. Let some retired shepherd go.
I guess you've got a point. Those retired shepherds, they've got time on their hands.
They've got no responsibilities. Let one of them go visit the baby and pay his respects. You know I'd go if I had the time.
Yeah, I guess you've got a point.
You gotta get your priorities straight, man.
Yeah, priorities.
To miss out on seeing the new baby Jesus, what a shame.
Well, they had their priorities. We all have our priorities.
Yeah, priorities.
We have one more visit to make. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we travel so far. Field and fountain, moor
so
and
mountain. So, we're all in agreement that there's definitely a new star.
I'm positive. It is a new star. No doubt about it.
And this most likely means the birth of a truly extraordinary individual.
Most likely, the King of the Jews has indeed been born.
And we must go worship him. Pay him homage. I was thinking some priceless gifts of...
Priceless gifts?
Gifts of what?
I was thinking some gold.
Gold? Does anyone here look like Bill Gates? Gold?
King.
So let him come up with his own gold. Kings are rich. We're scientists. Magi. If we went there, we would ask him for some gold.
I just hate to go empty-handed. I was thinking some gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I don't even know what frankincense and myrrh are. Do you, Charlie?
I think I saw some at the bazaar. Incense were burning, and it carried a hefty price tag.
You see, you're talking about taking this king gold, which he probably already has, an incense, which costs big bucks, to do with what? Burn? What are you thinking?
I just hate to go empty-handed, and he is a king.
You keep talking about going to see this new king. When did we decide to do that?
Well, I was just thinking.
You've been doing a lot of thinking lately. You've been thinking about gold, and thinking about frankincense, and thinking about myrrh, and thinking about some wild goose chase after a new king.
But you can see the star for yourself. It's an incredible new star. How can we not go?
Easy. It's very easy not to go. We stay home, right, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Keep our money in our pockets and don't go off buying gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Not go? We're not going to visit the new king? We're not going to follow the star?
To tell you the truth, I just don't think I'm up for another long trip. I've already been on my journeys. I'm getting too old for this sort of thing. I'm tired. I hate to go out at night. I just like to sit back, relax, get my rest, and go to bed at a decent hour. You young folks can go ahead if you want.
I don't want to.
But the star.
You can see the star just fine from right where you are.
And the new king?
King Shming. They're like politicians. They're like rodeos. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
I just feel like we're going to miss out on something truly wonderful.
And I think you're thinking way too much tonight. Charlie, here's the right idea. Kick back, relax, don't be a fanatic about this sort of thing. Why don't we check the astronomy charts and see if there's anything else good going on in some other part of the sky? Besides, the whole thing might be boring.
Not much of a Christmas story, was it?
That was a terrible Christmas story.
And how did that make you feel?
Terrible. I like the Christmas story in the Bible.
Of course, that was the true story of Jesus' birth.
But my story, it had all the same characters as the people in the Bible.
But they didn't do anything. They just sat around and made excuses.
Mm.
They were so blind. They missed out on the most wonderful opportunities of their lives.
Can you imagine a girl turning down the chance to be the mother of Jesus?
Or Joseph refusing to take in that sweet young girl and living up to his...
chance to be Jesus' dad?
Oh, more than that. His potential to be Jesus' dad. He had it in him to do it.
But he didn't.
And the shepherds.
They'd rather stay right where they were and watch their sheep than listen to God's call to them through the voices of angels.
And those crazy wise men. If I had been that one guy, the one wanting to go see Jesus and buy the presents, I would have just gone. I would have left those two other guys sit around in their tents.
To think of being too old to see Jesus and do what you could have done for him?
It's hard to imagine, isn't it?
So I'm not too old, am I?
Do you still have journeys in you?
But I have so many responsibilities.
So many sheep to watch.
So many sheep. And yet...
And yet?
To have the opportunity to meet the Savior. To return praising him, spreading the word.
And you will have the opportunity, Holly.
And I?
And you?
Am I too young?
Are you too young?
Does God think I'm too young?
Ask him. Inquire. See what marvelous things he can do for you and through you.
He could use someone else.
Yes.
But then I would miss out.
Yes, you would miss out.
Missing out.
Makes for a sad story, doesn't it?
I love our beautiful Christmas story just as it is told in the Bible.
And it's a beautiful story because all the people said yes.
They answered God's call.
They obeyed.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.